Lama Beis Gittin, Yud Zayin Kislev Hei Tov Shin Lama Tes, December 17, 1978, on Sunday.
This is not smart, because why should, if he is a reasonable person, why should he take it for granted that his horse will come first? He knows, I mean, that he has no control of the horses. So he understands that Shimon's horse might come first. And if he made a bet and he was mishiring himself, in case Shimon's horse comes in first, arrives at the destination first, so then he'll pay him $1,000. So that means that he would go believe it. He was game of das, and he really, with his full consent, he agreed to be mischayev him $1,000. So that's not asmachti. So why is mischayev the kugya potolides? Because he's engaged in a non-profitable enterprise. In other words, he's not engaged in yeshiva shalevo. So the melee is posolides bravo. El v'prishin asukim in yeshiva shalevo. He's not engaged in the upbuilding of work. In other words, according to Rabbi Bachom, that Misachi could be supposed to lay this, because of a smachli kanye, so he's a gazlan, so it doesn't make any difference whether he's a professional gambler, or he just, when he goes on vacation, so he stops off to Las Vegas and he gambles. It doesn't make any difference. A gazlan is a gazlan. So a gazlan, even if he's not a professional gazlan, so, but if he gazles once, so he's supposed to lay this. Mashenchin, according to Rav Sheishes, who says that the time that this is not a smach. So in Gazlan is not. But why is Misachi Bikuvie a gambler possibly this? Because he's not engaged in the building of the world. So only if he makes a profession, if he makes a living out of gambling, then he's possibly this. But if he makes a living out of something else, but casually, he just gambles, so he's not possible. That doesn't mean that according to Rav Sheishes, to gamble casually is a heter, chas v'sholem. He's not possible either if he gambles casually. Only if he's a professional gambler. If he's a casual gambler and he has another profession from which he makes a living, so he's not possible either. But according to Bachome, even if he gambles just once, he's possible either, like a gazlan. So the Gemara says. Now, Omar Rav Yude, I don't know what that means. That took you so long. Omar Rav Yude, Ei Besai Bisman Sheim Umnes Elohu. I mean the Mishnah. Rav Yude says, Ei Besai Bisman Sheim Umnes Elohu. Avli Ishnu Neshaloyu Ischeir. So Omar Rav Yude, Ei Besai Bisman Sheim Umnes Elohu. Avli Ishnu Neshaloyu Arid Ischeir. So the more I say kashe against Rami Bachome, Rami Bachome says that the reason is why Misachmi could be supposed to because he's a gazlan, it's Asmach Likani is a gazlan. So even if he's not a professional gambler, even if he has another umnes, he should still be supposed to and the Rabbi Yudah says that if he has another profession, so he's not supposed to it's kashe against Rami Bachome. V'chitein v'pliki rabon nali Rabbi Yudah. So, since Rabbi Yehuda uses in this Mishnah the Roshan of Emesai, so then it's a riot that Rabbi Yehuda is only explanatory of Tanakame. So, how can Rabbi Bachome say that the Misachmi could be his possible? Because he's asmach lekanye, so if he actually umnes achite, he should be posleides. And Rabbi Yude, in explaining Tanekame, says only if he umnes achite. So the Gemara in the Teret, Yadnach Avrekonis, Marsov Apligi or Marsov Aloiki, Marsov Apligi or Marsov Aloiki. So in other words, Rami Bachome holds that even Emesai is machlekes, not explanatory. So, in other words, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, they both say that Emesai is only explanatory of Tanakami. But Rami Bachome holds that whenever a Yehuda says Emesai, it means that he is chilek on Tanakami. So that means that according to Tanikama, only Rabbi Yehuda says that if Yeshlum Nesachite is not Kosalaitis. Mashiach Tanikama holds, even if Yeshlum Nesachite, he's Kosalaitis. He's Kosalaitis. So, even if Yeshlum Nesachite is Kosalaitis, then Tanikama holds. Why? Because it's Makhlika. So the Gemara Sikashi, how can you say? How can Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yishua ben Levi say that Rabbi Yehuda is not chilka tanikame? If Rabbi Yehuda is not chilka tanikame, so then it follows that all the Tanoim agree that one who is not a professional gambler, if he has another profession, so then he's not posleides. But we see there is a price. Tanya bein chishlim deshaloyim bein chishlim desaluah is a posle. So there is a mefirash price that says. That even if he has another profession, he's still possible. So Bishlei Mekod, if Don Bachome, we can understand. So that Vaisa represents whose view, Tanikamas, but according to Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yehonen, that whenever Rabbi Yehuda uses the Rosh, Emesai, so it is only explanatory of the Tanikamas view, so that means everybody agrees that if he's not a professional gambler, he's not possible. So whose view? That this price represent neither of Yehuda nor the Tanakhans. So it's a kashe against the Mishim Rabbi and Rabbi Yehonen. So the more is the Teretz. Hayi Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Raptar. It's not the Tanakhame of Rabbi Yehuda that says that, but it's another Tanakh. So the Meiwa Minachot Menozel and Shalitin Miziras Lachoy. So just as Gabi Miziras, there is Alohe. Where even the time he takes the nether of Miziras, he doesn't know whether he'll be in Nozir or not. So in Mele, there is a diminution in the Miziras Das. So that applies even to moment. Alright. That's the moment. So this is the Kashi. Oh, this is the Kashi. Vim Tema Vechal Mizebeire. Omer Abishimelei, Komo Kishamadir, Yu Dei Mesai. Ubamei, Elu Parish. Rabbi Yechon Omarim Mesele Pari, Vamelachle. אבל מכל העלמים יש על הפארג' וישלם עד רבי דמיד אוכל סוב הקרון ובחומי וישלם זה בירה דאפילו אם יש אלך ופי זה הוא יגעסים למשמע את נום רבי יחנן או תסמוך אותם מונח לגבי סיידס there was another girse in our text it says אומר רבי יומי אומר רבי זהירה או תסמוך אותם מונח לגבי סיידס but there was another girse אומר רבי יחנן או תסמוך אותם מונח לגבי סיידס בוא נו אחרי זה סביב רבונו according to that girse רבי יחנן is saying that Rabbi Yehuda is chelik and tanikami. But Rabbi Yehonen himself says in the famous common word that Emesai is only with Arish, so that girl says the girl says Mishabeshes. And we should be gayers, Omer Rabbi Yehonen not stop on the Rabbi say this. But we should be gayers, Omer Rabbi Zeire not stop on the Rabbi say this. And Rabbi Zeire doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehonen, he agrees with Rabbi Bachome, that even Emesai is lachlik, not with Vorkish. There was another girse, Omer Avune. These are the girls of Rav Zeire. But we could be girls, Omer Rav Yechene. Otsnok Amun Lachal Gavisiris, Omer Machlekes. Either we are girls, Omer Rav Zeire, Otsnok Amun Lachal Gavisiris, Omer Machlekes, or we are girls, Omer Avune, Otsnok Amun Lachal Gavisiris, Omer Machlekes. Ve'id Yishleima, Nira Kisron Vigas, and this is Perek Harun. Kol Mokim Shomar Rav Yom Yishaseinu, Eim Yisai Bame, Yidav Kimish Mishne, Eim Yisai Leporeish. אבל פרייס אלוהי, הוא תחיתה לא יעלים לרב יהודה, ואוכל פרייסי, גם מי שמסך הסחלה, נמסה עם מואב ונצמי ושש הסתורו, כי נמסה עם מוחה. והנה, אם אז תסמי חלה בו מפורש, בפרייס אלוהי. So it says that cloud, that's a cloud. כל מוקן שאומר רב יהודה, אם נסה, אם במה, אין לו פעם. So that's a cloud. So there is one girl said that says, כל מוקן שאומר רב יהודה, רב יהודה, אין נסה, אם במה, אין לו פעם. So that means this is a klal in the Mishnah. But if Rabbi Yehuda uses that Rosh Yehimesah in a braise, then it is chelik. It is not explanatory. So that's the klal. I mean, that Rabbi HaKodesh had his own peculiar expressions, and Rabbi and Rabbi Yehoshua had their style and their peculiar expressions. So that was one of the peculiarities of the style of Rabbi HaKodesh, that whenever he puts in the mouth of Rabbi Yehuda Emesai, it means it's explanatory. But when in the Breise, when the Pri and Ravenshe, when they put in the mouth of Rabbi Yehuda the expression inside, that means what? That means what? Now, here, the Gemara is not quoting the Mishneh, but it's quoting the Breise, because the same Aloche is mentioned in the Mishneh, and it's also mentioned in the Tisefte. That's a Breise. So, that's a Breise. So, the Mele, he says that Rabbi Yehuda, so the Gemara is quoting here the Breise, not the Mishneh, even though the same expression, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Elisar, Bizman Sheinas Shasvinu Visheshes, appears in the Mishneh also, but in the Mishneh, it doesn't conclude Avo in Asvinu Visheshes, but it just says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishneh Chalet. The Mishneh Chalet, the great Mishneh Beit. Of a good Lord, she bought the sinner of it, Hayel is my Hayel is my son's machines. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, any son, his man shall swing his shes. Period. Stop. That's all. He doesn't say, I'm going to swing his shes. He's spot. He doesn't say. But here the Mishneh cites the expression, I'm going to swing his shes spot there. So it's a Raya Brure that here the Gemara is not citing the Roshna Mishneh. Here the Gemara is citing the Roshna Breise. And the Breise, whenever Rabbi Yehuda says in the side, it means what? So that's why the Gemara says, that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, oh Rabbi Yehuda Rabbon. Alright. Abel Kosh. The very count is a bit of a poor me here of Reis. Diktonim Chachon Meimri. Umu Chachli Breise. The Masnis Name also Achleik. So the question is, why does the Gemara ask a Kash against Rabbi Yeshua? Ben Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yechai, ולא יתריגי בתניה, בין שיש לי אונס, ושלויו, בין שלויו אונס, אלו הוא הרי את הפוסל. So it's a kasha against Rabbi Yechai and Rabbi Shimon Levi. In other words, what's the kasha? ביש לי מקור תרום וחומה, that אין מסייז לחלי. So only Rabbi Yehuda says that a non-professional gambler is kosher ladies, but it's an account holds even a non-professional gambler is possible ladies. Some may let this price list as Beishish Lumnes, Shalom Yehu Beishish Lumnes, or Uwari the Apostle, represents the view of an account. But according to Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yechanan, so even an account agrees that a non-professional gambler is not possible ladies. So whose view does it represent? So why couldn't, so Gemara says, this price represents the view of Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Rab Tav. Why does Gemara have to say that this Breise represents the view of Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Rab Tav? The Gemara could say that this Breise represents the view of the Breise. In other words, that the Breise really means, because the Breise also holds that Rabbi Yehuda said a Messiah and Mimele, and in the Breise, when Rabbi Yehuda says Emesai, it means that the Tanakami is chaylik. So this Breise tells us the view of the Tanakami according to the Breise. So that's the kasha. So Teisa says, Zeinachanam, v'yesh leima, the avimot lishnu yahut tanachinu, the masnis leilam bo lefomish, elu mishim imashkach tanet behede, komishan ahin, avidim shim raptarok muditani. Why should the Gemara give it teretz? That there is a machlekes between the Mishnah and the Breise as to whether Rabbi Yehuda is chilik on Tanakam or only explained the Tanakam. After all, we don't have a Breise mefereshes that says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda said the Emesai in respect to Misachi Bikuvi. So why should we say? Well, we find, let's say, the same halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Imer Emesai in the Mishnah and the Breise is here. So then we know there is a machlekes between the Mishnah and the Breise is whether the Tanakame agrees with Rabbi Yehuda or the Tanakame is chilka Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't have a Breise that says, spells out in so many words, that says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Emesai Bizman Shein Leil Umnes Elhi Avo Yesh Umnes Achrit Eni Pasuk. We don't have such a Breise. We just have a Breise that says, stop. This is stuff that Ben Sheish Leunis, Ben Sheleinu is an apostle. And since the Gemara knows of a certain Tanna who really holds that even if Yesh Leunis Achite, So is he Gazlan? So the Gemara says that that Vaisa represents the view of that Tane. Why should the Gemara be Mechadish and say that there is a, that this Vaisa holds that Rabbi Yehuda used the Losh Nebesai, Mimele, according to this Vaisa, so Tanakam Yisrael Tanakam. The Chitz Olach Lema, the Davke the Mishnei Yisrael Tanakam, the Felik is Adam Tanya, but he's so, מלמד שכל דומי חיים וחסס, מכאן אמרו דם, אני תעז על הסקים, so it also requires כיסו, אומר רבי יהודה אם נסי בזמן שאין שם דם על הוא, if there is no other dam, except the dam אני תעז על גבי הסקים, so then we have to be מחס, but if there is other dam besides the dam, that sprinkled on the sakin, so then you don't have to be מחס, the dam על הסקים, because you can be the kind of mitzvah of כיסו, by being מחס על other dam. So their view there also mentions the Russian Emissa. So the Gemara says, what's the time of the view there? Because so far, Dome Mixas Dome. So the Mele, if there is other Dam, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kisra Dam by covering up the other Dam. And the Gemara says, the Rabbonin Sabre called on. So the Gemara in explaining Rabbi Yehuda's deed of Emisai, this man sheish yom el dam el hu, avo yeish dam acher, eini mechui yom chasis es dam anitzal tam esakim. So it says that the Rabbi Yehuda holds that domei means afil mitzas domei, and the Rabbi and Tanakamre holds called on. So we see that the Gemara assumes there that there is a machlekes, even though Rabbi Yehuda in the Braise uses the lotion of Emisai, so the answer is, whenever a beauty uses the Losh Nehemisai, the Braise. So then it means Lachlan. But when a beauty uses the Losh of Emisai, the Mishnah, it's only explanatory. Lashin Dame Huta, the Mishnah, 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 the the Braise, Uchai Gavni, he kept the Kamdis. So now we discuss another question. And now let's say, over there, where Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing in the Mishnah, it says in the Braise. Now, so if there is a Machleike, so then we have to pass it like Tanakam, like the Rabbon. If there is no Machleike, so then we have to pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. So according to the Mishnah, there is a Machleike between Tanakam, Rabbon and Rabbi Yehuda. There is no machlekes according to the Mishnah. According to the Vayitzeh, there is a machlekes. How should we pass him? So Tam says, since according to the Mishnah, there is no machlekes, so we pass him like the Mishnah. That there is no machlekes. So mainly there is no machlekes, pass like a Yehuda. But it's possible to say the other way around. Since according to the Vayitzeh, there is a machlekes. And the Rabbonon Achelik, and if the Achelik, so Yochel Rabba Loch Ekrabim, so we should pass him like the Vayitzeh, and like the Rabbonon. Alright. Otitznoku, Pirish bikuntres, the Sfinan Lil Shalcheres, Vinitzricholi Noki, Yemoisum Nachas Bikark. In other words, that the Svino that says, that the price that says, how many can be Svinoki baby without soil, doesn't have to see from Nachas Bikark, has reference to a Svino that is made out of Cheres. So Mele, even if it's not Nikuvo, it has the same din as Nikuvo. Nachas Bikark, Kidam Gimam Noches. אבלות ישראלית, בואי ניקוב, ונראה דירה יוסי, ניסי, שקוראי תרשי, so, אינות יצ'ל חרס, even if it's not נוקוב, has the same thing like נוקוב. But אינות יצ'לית, only if it is נוקוב ממש, but if it's not נוקוב, it's not considered נחוב. ונראה דירה יוסי, נראה יוסי, פרקו גלבונס, דומה, Tone, Chode, Shemigad, Meshach Chubel, Shemizvino, Meshach Otzitz, Meir Nikere, Bekosh, Itan Yidoch, Meir Nikere, Umshame Otzitz, Otzitz, Loikash. In other words, if it's Meir Nikere, that means it's Chayef Bikorim Dreis. If it's Meir Nikere, it means it's Chayef Bikorim, Om Drabon, Umshame Otzitz, Otzitz, Loikash. Kam Binoku, the price that says that an Otzitz is Chayef Bikorim, and Kere, so as reference to an Otzitz, no? So it's like Peres that who in Eretz Yisrael. So it's Chayev, Bikurim, and Kere. Khan, the Braise says, Maybe then Kirei from the Chaim Rabbonon, because he deals with papers that go in what sheno. In after Namlekash, Kam Bishalei, the Kam Shalcheres, Mishane Bisvino Kam Bikubo, Michlal the Shalcheres, Atulei Nikuba Havakin Kubo, was Lashmino Chidu Shacher Bisvino Shinbot. Because of it, Roshi. Dom, I'll come to the base, Kosi Alcher Shot Snok of Kosher. So in other words, even though, now, there is a loch that he gets, cannot be written in Mechuber. So if something is Mechuber, so it's possible. Now, here, and he wrote the get, and he inscribed the get, and Chereshalot is Lokuv, so one could argue, since the Zroim are Mechuberim, so the Cheres is also Mechuber. The Cheres is also Mechuber. If the Cheres is Mechuber, so in Mele, it should be possible. So, Komashmelon, that is kosher, because only the Zroim are Mechuberim, but the Cheres is Tolush. So it's not mechuzak tzitze. So the get is good. Because mashma the cheres boi nikimek, but it emphasizes cheres lot is loko. So in other words, there is a distinction between the perforated kuli chere or tzitz cheres and an unperforated. But according to Rashi, a cheres, even if it's unperforated, it's considered as if it is perforated. Dilu abocha ma rebutsu u binok at tfeim sheinok u mashma name the otzitz shal cheres. The Rabbi Nishmuel b'meir, there's Rashba. Hey, we met Yisef, Nishviz, Nitanye. Hey, we met Zalmud Bishviz, Rav Meir Eimeir, the Acheretz, Tein Libotzitz, Shelo Yitzmach, Naan Shviz, you're not allowed to be Zereya and to plan. Now, so to put a roof, that is a certain kind of an onion plant, a roof. So to put it, to sow it in the ground, in the soil, would be also Nishviz, because then he would be replanting it. You're not allowed to replant any vegetables in Shviz. So if the Mishnah says in Perek Daled that if somebody wants to be taming an onion plant in the ground, so he has to be mechase a lot of offer on that onion plant in order that it shouldn't grow in the Shnach HaShviz. Because if he's not mechase with a lot of offer, so then it might grow. So then he will be planting in Shnach HaShviz. So, Sefti says that Hatem in the Salud Bishviz, in other words, that it's an Eitzet Heved, there are Heret, if he wants to be sure that this onion plant will not grow, that he should, when he puts it in the soil, he should place it in a container, in a Notzitz container. So then he'll be sure that when he places the onion plant in a Notzitz container, so then it will not grow. What's the raya? That when something is placed in the soil, in an Notzitz container, so it is preserved in that same shape. So, zichel dovo, from the post. Baal b'shirayel dovo zichel dovo. Unsatet b'chol cheres l'man yam d'ram rabim. But it's not a raya, it's only a zecha. Because over there we are dealing with the shtar. So in other words, when you put it in the ground, in the cheres, so then it's preserved. But that doesn't mean that if a vegetable is put in the ground, in the klecheres, that it will not grow, maybe it will grow. But zeichel edomai eich. So alme stamotzi shal cheres hu. So we see that stamotzi shal cheres v'niro ram netam lehefer. V'shal cheres bo nekive. V'shal eitz loy bo nekive. So Rav Tavshite just the reverse of Rashi. According to Rashi, now, the Gemara makes a distinction between a cheres shal eitz and a cheres shal cheres. A notzi shal hapsal. The Gemara makes a distinction between Notzi Shal Eitz and Notzi Shal Cheres. That only, according to Rashi, only a Notzi Shal Eitz requires Mekile. Otherwise, it's not Mekile. According, but a Notzi Shal Cheres, even if it's not Mekuv, it has the same deal like Mekuv, and it's considered Mekuvah. And the Talmud just reverses that Eitz does not require Mekile. So even if it's not Mekuv, it's considered like Mekuv. But Cheres requires Mekile. Just the reverse of Rashi. ונראה אותם מעבר שחרד בו נקיבה שלא יתבוא נקיבה שהוא מסלח וחייסר מן החרס ועושה שפיר מסתם סבין לאי שולט ובנוח אסנה ממונח מוכח וקובע קם בשולט קם בשול חרס שמאסקר תחיל לא יסי שמי יביא כאלה כמו שמאסקר כמו שאני עושם אגב יחור ובוט והוכה ומוצר לשנו יקם בשול חרס קם בשולט אם נעמה קם בלכובו קם בשביל מקובו זאת אומרת זה סקי קשה ודימור הם נשנו בסתירה the apparent stira between two prices. One price says that Tamei will get Bisvino. Iski may be get the Chutz Loretz. It requires Bufanach Nuna. And one price says, "Can you be soil?" It does not require for that one next time. So Gemara gives the teretz because the Rabbi Yudah Rabbonu. Why don't we Gemara give the teretz? Come bisvino shel eitz and come bisvino shel cheretz. In other words, bisvino shel eitz according to Rashi's pshat and according to Rambam's pshat. Let's say according to Rambam's pshat that eitz doesn't require nikum, but cheretz does require nikum. So both prices, the deal with the svino deal with an unperforated svino, because it would involve a hazard to the passengers if the svino is perforated. So now with both prices deal with an unperforated svino. But the price that says that how many get the svino is maybe the chutzlaret. So the price that says that how many get the svino can maybe the chutzlaret. Kimi bechutz loret deals with a svino shel cheretz. So since it's not perforated, it's not mechubea, so mainly to require for nechut v'nech. The price of this is that maybe get a svino kimi be'at Yisrael deals with a svino shel eid. So even though it's not perforated, it still is mechubea for the karki. Why does the boy give the term? Ina mekam nikuv kam she nikuv. כי נשאר נוסו. דיני ידי אחד נגיד שיש עשרה רבי יהודי. מדעה בחוץ לארץ לא נמא יסר. חשיב נם בחוץ לארץ לא נגד. היי למי שמקים לי שם חוץ לארץ לא מוקים. צורך לימא בפולי נחל. ויאף אגב נשכחו לגמירה. כי נשאר תחת נסיים. אבו נגיד שיש עשרה רבי יהודי רבונון. הוא רבון אפילו בשם נגיד שיש עשרה. קים שמר תסור לא מוקים. אבו פי שמח מסקלי. אין חייב מה יסר. ושם כך לי חושב בחוץ לא נגד. נעבוס לפשט מתייסס. So we have to explain it the same way. What did Teisa say? Teisa and the Kashi, what's the shaykhs of get from Nechtam, gabi get with Tumis Maisas? Tumis Maisas depends upon the unique. So, Otu Hamibi, Otu Hamibi get Baliyo, but it's Choy, the Choshech, and the Chutz Loret. So Teisa gives the Teres, Lui Domen, Aliyah, Kark, Shnach, Teo, Basri. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, as far as the merit of the situation is concerned, so it's impossible even to consider the question as to whether it's Mire, it's not Mire, it's Kilishmo, it's not Kilishmo. The Ramban points out in the Chidushi. As far vis-a-vis a Sfino, whether the Sfino travels on Yam or on Horace, it's not Shayach to say Mire, not Mire. It's neither Mire nor Loid Mire. I mean, who lives on the Yam? So, but since the Chachomim made the Takonim, that the Eretz Yisrael does not require for Nechut v'Nechta. And Chutz Loretz required for Nechtam v'Nechtam. So then we only have to consider the question as to whether the mokim in which the get was executed is it a mokim kavua of Eretz Yisrael or it's a mokim kavua of Chutz Loretz. If it's a mokim kavua of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't require for Nechtam v'Nechtam. If it's a mokim kavua of Chutz Loretz, it requires. Suppose it's neither a mokim kavua in Eretz Yisrael nor a mokim kavua of Chutz Loretz, it's a mokim sheni kavua in Eretz Yisrael. So then it's like Chutz Loretz. Only, in other words, if the get is executed in any mokim, it's other than the mokim kavua of Eretz Yisrael required for Nechtam v'Nechtam. So maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, there who says that by any gisheshes, so it's not mechuba to the karke, by any gisheshes, it's not mechuba to the karke, so maybe it's not considered, the svino is not considered a place that a mokim kavua of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it's required for Nechtam v'Nechtam. According to Rabbonon, that it's considered mechuba. Even if the svino is not bisheshes, a svino is considered a location of Eretz Yisrael, a mokim kavua of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it doesn't require for Nechtam v'Nechtam. So that's only shayach, let's say, if it is a no gisheshes, I'll leave the Rabbi Yehuda. Mashim, if it is gisheshes. But it's potter of Tumis Maisres for the simple reason that there's no nekev. So the fact that there's no nekev does not mean that the mokim is not the mokim kavua in the soil. The mokim is still the mokim kavua in the soil. If, let's say, if he does potter of Tumis Maisres because it's not the sheshes, so the mele that means that it couldn't be chayim Tumis Maisres if it's not the sheshes. So maybe the mokim is not the mokim kavua of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe he has to say korach v'nechtam. Masha'im kein, if it is gisheshes, so then it's certainly mokim kavua of Eretz Yisrael. Even though It's put out to his maestas. It's put out to his maestas because it's not the chubam. It doesn't draw any unique if it has no nekev. But if it's gesheshes, so it's certainly mokim kavoyin out his loyal. If it's a mokim kavoyin out his loyal, it doesn't require the vonelech. Alright. Now, the thing is, kol sheshefeya v'yeirei mitore am. Pirei v'kuntres mitore am u'lifni v'haim v'sador me'ar out his loyal. U'l'chut v'satsof v'chutz lo. So according to Rashi, the Ture Amne, let's say if this is Mairi, and this is Misra, and this is Dor, and this is Sofon, so the Ture Amne, they are situated, and we can say our things, Marobis, but how are they situated? Their direction is towards south and towards north. So let's say one Shipua of the mountain goes this way, towards out, and one Shipua goes towards north. In other words, so that's the way it is situated. The direction is north and south, not Mizrach and Maya. It's called Rashi. But according to this, says, the direction of the Ture Amne is Mizrach and Maya. According to Rashi, however, the direction is south and north. So now there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and Mitzitz. Now the Kaftan Ferach, who explored, as I said before, all about Israel, every stone about Israel he explored. So he says that he made a thorough voyage all about Israel, and then he verified that Rashi is right. I mean that the Ture Amne, he was able to see, I mean, even though a substantial change was wrought in the structure of the mountain and everything, but he was still able to see that the original Shipua was Litzotun Lidok, this way, not that. But anyway, Jesus says that the Ture Amne is Mishapeya Litzad Mizra Litzad Maim V'chud Yishalah Hu Ha'gvur HaMarov Yishalah Arat Yisrael. So in other words, the apex of the mountain, that's the Chud HaMarov. So you start learning the Lord here. So V'anasu Shebiyam Reim Ki V'chud Motuach L'Ture Amne T'lim HaV'chud Yishalah Arat Mach Mitzrayim. וכפלוריה לרב יהודה אוסו מצרים נאסי שמצוף מארץ ישראל ונראה שהכוסוב דרך כאל רשי לפרשי why does Rashi say that the שיפוע of the Ture Amne is like that to דור המצוף so he says Rashi was indicted from the פוסק שהכוסוב דרך כאל רשי לפרש כאל יחסיב זה לי אלוכם ולצוף מן הים הגוד וכיס לוכם הירו ומתארימים לו נהירו Ture Amne מהכוסוב במצרים הוא צבני ומי יוכל יהיה שעור תקוע בקרצויים סמרוביס, אבל הוא משפיע ויירי בסמיס. רב יהודה אמר, כל שכנגד ארץ ישראל, so according to רב יהודה, even in the ים itself, whatever ים that is כנגד the territory of ארץ ישראל, so up to Europe is ארץ ישראל, the whole portion of the Mediterranean Sea. Up to Europe, כנגד ארץ ישראל, has a din of ארץ ישראל. שואל רבי פטר רבי טר, בזמן הזה, או יורד ישראל, ורבי יהודה במה יישר, שאולו במה רובו של ארץ ישראל, I mean, by looking at the globe, so it seems that only Spain is כנגד ארץ ישראל, not France, and half of the Tisvis were written in France, not in Spain. All right, so that's a little strange. So yes, so they were coming to Rabbi Yehuda, Shonu. So maybe Rabbi Peter was asking in regard to the Jews who lived in Spain, or like he himself lived in France. But when he says Onu, I mean it's the bulk of Jews lived in Europe. So either they lived in France or they lived in Spain. So maybe that. So when he said Onu us, he meant the Jews in Svar. Alright, so he says, so Shon of Marome Shal Eretz Yisrael, so, in other words, what it takes is, Rabbi Peter assumed. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so all of the Yam HaGadol that is connected to Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. The question is, does it mean only the Yam that is connected to Eretz Yisrael? That means up to the shore, the Mediterranean shore. But the territory, let's say Italy, Spain, that is not the Eretz Yisrael, only the Yam, not the Yaboshet, or even the Yaboshet that is Keneged Eretz Yisrael. So and then there are 2 days. So Rabbi Peter assumed that according to Rabbi Yude, everything that is Keneged Eretz Yisrael, not only in the Yam, but even the Yaboshet in Europe, so is also Eretz Yisrael. So maybe, so then it follows, should follow that Spain is Chayim Trumis Amaisa. The Heishik, so Rabbi Tam gave the answer, Luikai Moen Chagir. What is it? Mini Yachanam, according to Rabbi Yude, Spain is Chayim in Trumis Amaisa. Abu Koshe, Vichir Rabbi Yude, O Yomak Yom Echol Eretz Yisrael, She'adu Kiyonus, She'kulo Mo Yubkir Lishmo, O She'idi Mitzuyim Luikai Moen, She'itzon Chleim Abi Kolei Nechta. Now, here the Gemara replies, Rabbi Yude's Din Likabi Kolei Nechta, Kolei Nechta too. So that means that the price that says I may get the Svino Kimini Be'eretz Yisrael has reference to a Svino that travels on the high seas of Be'eretz Yisrael. In other words, on the Mediterranean. So that price says Kimini Be'eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have a Svino Nechta Nechtam. No matter where, as long as he travels as the Svino, and traveled at the time the get was executed, the Svino traveled in that portion of the Yam that is connected to Be'eretz Yisrael. But after all, the exemption from the Vernachtu Vernachtam is based upon the fact that the Jews are Pkin Mishmo, and upon the fact that they are in Mitzvah Mikaime. So that, does it mean that Rabbi Yude was sure that up to Ikyonis, so the Jews were Pkin Mishmo or not? Now what kind of question is it? So then, let's see the text. Our question is, Rabbi Yudah Yemak Mechol Eretz Yisrael, Shani Tom Shkulam Vekim Yishmo, Shim Tzulikayim, Shim Tzulimah, Vekach Yishlimah, Vekop Shuhak Vekob Deo. So what is the kind of the Eretz is this? In other words, so the Mele, Monefsheh, if Vekop Shuhak Vekob Deo, and according to Rabbi Tam, as we said, according to Rabbi Tam, so we said that the Takonim of Nechtam of Nechtam depends upon Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. In other words, when the Chachomim were misakim, that Chutz Loretz required for Nechtam for Nechtam. So Chutz Loretz means even a city that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, Kopshu El Mitzrayim. But if it's like Kopshu El Bovel, so then it is subject to the requirement of Nechtam for Nechtam. So Mele, what kind of Eretz is it? Likach Yishleima, Likopshu Hakel El Bovel. Likopshu Hakel El Bovel. In other words, what the Teretz is as follows. Teitzvah does not ask a kashe. Teitzvah is only asking that kashe if we assume that when Rabbi Yude says that culture can never be out of Israel, so has it been about Israel that includes even the Yaboshet can never be out of Israel? Not only the Yab, even Spain and Italy. Even cities in Spain and Italy that is can never be out of Israel, have it been about Israel. So then there is a kashe. But if we assume, as Stacey says, later further, that Rabbi Yude only considers the Yam that is connected to Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Yisrael, but the Yaboshet, let's say the European cities in Italy and Spain, that are connected to Eretz Yisrael, do not have any Eretz Yisrael, then there is no kasha. Because as the Ramban says, as far as the seas are concerned, so then we don't consider whether it's Kin Mishmo or not Kin Mishmo. It's not Chayach to say the travelers on the sea, whether they are Kin Mishmo or Edim Tzuin Kami, it's neither Edim Tzuin nor Edim Tzuin. No one lives on the sea, he just goes there on a trip. So the knowledge and the Mitzuin Likame of the Jews who travel on the sea is not important. Where is it important? Only in regard to Yaboshet. Because in regard to Yaboshet, it's shaykh to say, they know, they don't know, it's a mitzvah kind, not a mitzvah kind. There we can consider. But in regard to a get that is executed on his freedom, that is traveling on the seas, we don't consider the merits of the specific situation. As the Ramban says. So if we are going to assume, as they says further, in the Losh, that Rabbi Yude only treats as Eretz Yisrael the Yam that is connected to Israel. But the Yaboshet that is connected to Israel, let's say, this part of Spain and of Italy, that is connected to Israel, does not have a din of Eretz Yisrael, so then there is no difficulty. Because as far as the Yam is concerned, so true, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not shaykh to say, p'kin, not p'kin, between kind, not p'kin, kind. There we only have to consider the question is whether it's Eretz Yisrael or not Eretz Yisrael. If it's Eretz Yisrael, it's exempt from the requirement. If it's not Eretz Yisrael, it is subject to the requirement. Not whether they are between Mikami and its merits, whether it's between Mikami or it's King Mishmona. But right now this is assumed that according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only the Yam, the Tignegid and Soil, the Soil, even the Yavosha, so even cities in Spain and in Italy, the Tignegid and Soil, are, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are exempt from the requirement of, before Nechta, vis-a-vis Yavosha. There we do have to consider the merits. Vis-a-vis Yam, we don't have to consider the merits of the situation, of the case. But vis-a-vis Yavoshe, Yavoshe Chayach to say, knowledgeable, not knowledgeable, between Kaime, not between Kaime. So there we have to consider the merits of the case. So the Melech, and since the Gemara says that the price that says, Hamevi get Bisvino, Kimevi Bechu, Kimevi, Kimevi Be'at Yisrael, accords with Rav Yehuda. And it means not only a get that was executed in the Sfino, even a get that was executed, let's say, in Italy or in Spain, that it's connected to Eretz Yisrael. So you don't have to say before the Nechtam, the Shliach who delivers a get, let's say, from Venice or from Cordova, I mean, a city that is connected to Eretz Yisrael in Spain or in Italy, so he does not have to say before the Nechtam. As far as Yavosh is concerned, so the knowledge of the Jews in that city is important. So if Rabbi Yehuda says that I maybe get from Spain and from Italy, he does not have to say for Nachum and Nachtam. So then it means that Rabbi Yehuda was sure that the Jews in Spain and in Italy, in every town in Spain and in Italy, so they were Pirish more, and they were Lorin Chilikani. So Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, knew the exact condition of the Jews in all the cities that were connected out of Israel. It's not in Stavar. So Jesus gives the terrace, the Kachish Leibad, the Kopshak, the Bobel, that vis-a-vis before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam, it's not relevant. Because Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say that if a get is delivered from Venice or Cordova, I mean cities in Spain, in Italy, that are connected out of Israel, that the Shliach doesn't have to say for Nechtam, before the Nechtam. Because even though Spain, let's say Cordova and Venice, have been of Eretz Yisrael, but they do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because the Ribbono were not Kedush then. And if the Ribbono were not Kedush then, so the Melech has a Shliach who delivers a get that was executed, let's say, in Cordova or in Venice, so he has to say for that before that time, because it's not better for the city in Eretz Yisrael itself, like Bishon, that look of Shul Ribbono. So when does Rav Yehuda say that it's not subject to requirement for Nechtam Nechtam, if the get was executed on the sea, on the waters of the Mediterranean, in the get of Israel. And there we don't have to consider whether it was kapshua in the bovel or it's not. Right. That's one thing. Now, iname, in the period of the countries, the whole shekin eged out Israel, haini kolayam shekin eged out Israel, Leine bei Yavosho, Shara Ikion, so the Nasi Shvi Yaragod und Tavke, ki nechsiva Yaragod und Vyashem Shir Vruchem, uchsi visati es Vrucho, Yamsu, la Yam Plishtim und Midbar Arano, Perush Yamsu und Tzadorem, Yam Plishtim und Tzadmaro, Midbar und Mizra, na Prost und Tzadok. Now, we have to understand, Tzadok is the fact, now Tzadok is another terence, that, like Rashi, that when the Bible says that Kol Shkenege Be'art Yisroel, as a Dino Be'art Yisroel, it doesn't mean in the Yavosho. It only means the yam. So why is it the gay? I mean, you can't plant peiros in water anyway. So it means if there is a small island in that portion of the yam, and you planted peiros in that island, so then it is higher in terms of license. Now, so maybe there is no kasha. Because vis-a-vis Yavoshe, so it's not in Eretz Yisrael. So you can be made that it's required by Nakhim Nechama. Vis-a-vis Yam, we don't have to consider as to whether they are Ptim Nishmona. It's not important. The only thing we have to consider is whether it's Eretz Yisrael or it's not Eretz Yisrael. But we have to understand, when Teisa says, Likach Yishleima, the Rikof Shuhak Lirgol. So what does it mean? And the Mitzrayim walking Vish Yam. It's not mentioned in Yeshua that the Jews who entered Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Knoan, that they walking Vish the Yam, the Mediterranean Sea, up to Europe, up to Spain, up to Italy. It's not mentioned, that they were Kavish, the Gibraltar. That's not mentioned in Yeshua. So why does Jesus say, Rabbi Tam says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, so though the Jews who live in Spain are higher than the Mises. So what does Rabbi Tam say? Rabbi Tam holds that Eli Bovel walking the shiur. I mean, so why Rabbi Tam says the Heishiv will time on Rabbi. The implication being that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Jews in Spain are higher than the Mises. What does it mean? According to Rabbi Tam, the historical fact was that the Yibobel were Kavish Yorub. I mean, that's nonsense. We know that the Yibobel were not Kavish Yorub, and we know that the Mitzrayim were not Kavish Yorub. So what's the Pshat Rabbi Tam? So obviously, when, according to Rabbi Yudin, that the Yam is considered the Eretz Yisrael, why is the Yam considered the Eretz Yisrael? Why? Because the Torah designates the Yama Godu as a group. So mele, anything that has a Halishem Gvul Eretz Yisrael, that has a Halishem of the border of Eretz Yisrael, is by ipso facto becomes Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't require any kibush of its own, any gdusha of its own. As long as the Eretz Yisrael up to the border was miskadesh, so mele that which has a Halishem Gvul mi'atzme becomes affected with the Sheva Eretz Yisrael and the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't require any kibush of its own. So that's why Rabbi Tam says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Enoch and Ame, the Jews in Spain, if they plant in Spain, so the high entombs of Israel is because it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, so in Mele, it comes within the border of Eretz Yisrael. Anything that is a Gvul of Eretz Yisrael mi'atzme becomes affected with the Halishem and the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't require any Kedusha of its own. So it's all. So everybody else, all the other Rishayim agree with Rabbi Tam. But the other Rishayim say, now, if they were bothered, now they were Mitzrayim, ultimately walking Kavish, all of the territory that was Nitla Bomarim, that is mentioned in the Parashim Masr. So true, they were not Kavish. The Gibraltar, they were not Kavish Spain, they were not Kavish Italy, they were not Kavish the Mediterranean Sea, but since they were Kavish, everything that is enclosed by the borders of Eretz Israel, So maybe the borders of Eretz Yisrael, ipso facto became Iskadi in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't require any Kedusha there. But prior to the time that Yeshua was king in Eretz Yisrael, could you say that the borders of Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz Yisrael, if the territory that the border encloses was not Kodesh B'Kodesh Eretz Yisrael, how can the border be Kodesh B'Kodesh Eretz Yisrael? But once the borders that the territory enclose, so Kodesh B'Kodesh Eretz Yisrael, so then the borders themselves become Kodesh B'Kodesh Eretz Yisrael. But only if all the territory that the borders enclose, so Kodesh B'Kodesh Eretz Yisrael. So he says, in the Mitzrayim, in the Beis Lishon, so the Jews were Kedesh, all of the territory that is enclosed by the western border, by the Mediterranean Sea, they didn't leave anything unconquered. So maybe the Mediterranean Sea, so which is Harishem grew out Israel, by itself became Kedesh. But when Israel was there, so Israel left a great portion of east of the western border unconquered. So if the territory east of the western border is not Kodesh, how could the western border be Kodesh? So this is what Isa says. In other words, he doesn't mean that the Lubavitcher were not Kiddush all the cities in Spain and Italy. Of course they were not Kiddush. They were not Kiddush any city in Spain and Italy. They were not Kiddush any portion of the army. But Lubavitcher, the territory, the cities in the Yabushim, east of the Mediterranean Sea, there were many cities east of the Mediterranean Sea, of the Mediterranean border, that they were not Kiddush. Let's say Bishon. Bishon was a piece of territory east of the Mediterranean Sea, and that was not Kodesh B'Kodesh Eretz Yisrael. So how could the western border be Kodesh B'Kodesh Eretz Yisrael? So when he says Likop Shehakil Libomel, he doesn't mean Likop Shehakil, the Libomel were not Kiddush many cities in Spain. Of course they were not Kiddush anything in Spain. They were not Kiddush anything in the Mediterranean Sea. But Likop Shehakil in the territory, in the Yavoshe, east of the Mediterranean group, of the Yamagodu group. So the Mele, since the Yaboshe, east of the rule of Yamagodu, of the Mediterranean, so was not Kodesh, so the Mele, the Mediterranean itself couldn't be Kodesh. Now the question is, but we see that from the Tam is Chelikamet, because if Rabbi Tam had agreed with this, so then Rabbi Tam wouldn't say to Rabbi Peter, we cannot rebuke it. Thus implying, according to Rabbi Yudin Hanami, Cordova, if you plant pears in Cordova, Spain, so you have to. But after all, there is so much territory in the Yaboshe, east of the Mediterranean Sea, that is not Kodesh. How could the Mediterranean Sea be more Kodesh than the territory it enclosed? So the answer is this. Now let's say this is the western border. Here is the Yamut, is the Mediterranean Sea. And let's say we have one city in the Eretz Yisrael here, and we have one city in the Eretz Yisrael here, we have one city in the Eretz Yisrael here, we have one city in the Eretz Yisrael here. Now I don't know, I don't have the image of the map in my mind. But let's say that there are cities all. So there is one city here, there is one city here, there is one city here, there is one city here. Now, let's say Bishon is here. Bishon is here. Let's say Bishon is here. Bishon, so Bishon, he was lack of Shul Bobel. So the Mele, if Bishon is here, it's lack of Shul Bobel. And let's say Cordoba in Spain happens to be opposite, let's say Bishon, so then Rabbi Tam would agree that Cordova could not be in Iskadosh B'Kodesh Eretz Yisrael. Because how could Cordova be in Iskadosh B'Kodesh Eretz Yisrael? By virtue of the fact that it is connected Eretz Yisrael. But it is connected, let's say, Bishon, which itself is not Kodesh. So how could the border be more Kodesh than the territory it enclosed? But let's say, here you have Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was Niskadish, the Dishes of Israel, the Libovel Walkage. And let's say, suppose you have Venice in Europe, you just connected Yerushalayim. If you look at the globe, and if, I'm not saying that Venice is connected Yerushalayim, but suppose it appears that Venice is connected Yerushalayim. I think that certain cities in Turkey happen to be connected to Yerushalayim. So in the melee, those cities in Turkey that happen to be connected to Yerushalayim, so according to Rabbi Tam, the cities in Turkey can be Kodesh B'dushas Eretz Yisrael. Because, you see, that city in Europe that is connected to a city in Yavosh and Eretz Yisrael, that itself was not Niskadish, couldn't be Niskadish. But a city in Eretz Yisrael, that is connected a Yaboshe in Eretz Yisrael, that is Niskadish, could be Niskadish, according to Rabbi. So, there are certain cities in Spain and Italy, in Turkey, that happen to be connected, the cities in the Altisloyal that won this cottage, some Mele, they by themselves, without any kibush of their own, so could be this cottage. Masheike, the cities in Europe that are connected, a Yaboshe in the Altisloyal that itself was like a Shul Gola, that couldn't be this cottage if they called it. And the other Sheike says, no, that as long as there is any territory east of the Mediterranean border that was not Niskadish, so even the Yam and the Yaboshe that is connected, the Yaboshe in the Eretz Yisrael that was Niskadish could not be Niskadish. In other words, the Gvul, the Gdushe that is Chal and connected Yam Agodo and connected Eretz Yisrael has to be Chal as a unit. In other words, so in the Bais Rishon, where all of the territory east of the Mediterranean Gulf, so one is Kaddish, some may like the whole Mediterranean Gulf was also is Kaddish. So any city in Europe that is connected, the Yaboshe in Eretz Yisrael, the Tempishas Eretz Yisrael, also Tempish. But in the Bais Rishon, when in many cities, east of the Mediterranean Gulf did not Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, the whole Mediterranean Gulf could not be affected with Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. That's the shite of the other shite that is Chelik
HaMitzvah. Yes. Yeah. How do we know if Rabbeinu Tam means like the geographic west, or does he mean maybe the shortest distance west? They're two separate things. Geographic west is like, you know, on the map, you see there's certain lines. Well, but the straight line distance. No, but it could be that he didn't have a globe like we do. He might have thought
what
that
he didn't have a globe. The globe is there.
No, the thing is, they had maps that were like.
I don't know. I mean, is it?
No, but the thing is, that would explain the problem about France and Spain.
The earth is round. That's a positive young.
No, but whether
so
he had a map.
I'm studying geography, and prior to Columbus, so every little boy and little girl that studied in Haida knew that the earth is round.
The thing is, but that wouldn't change the matter. The thing is, we have a map where we use a special thing we call east and west geographically.
Yeah, yeah.
But in those days, they didn't necessarily have the same shita. They might have.
But I mean, west is something. I mean, it's west. East and west were not invented by modern people.
But the way that we call east and west
existed all the time.
The way we call geographically east and west is not actually the physical east and west. If you keep on going directly straight. Because
yeah.
We have a sphere, we're not on a plane surface.
Yeah.
So that would mean like that if you're on the northern hemisphere.
Yeah.
So that means the geographic west would be above the straight west. Well, off in the bottom would be just the opposite. So like this way you could have a difference between Spain and France from what the Tosfos was saying here. I could show you.
All right, so you'll show it to me later. Right now I don't understand really what you mean. Alright. Voi Gishlaima, show you dea, show you kulam kinishmo. If you show you do alaem adechon yisroel, whom shom veilich, lohoim yisroel atse veilon, kitamunon bisek minoches, mitzur kilapi maile, mumiker kapitine kilapi mizrach, now tsuril, that's the cypress. Kapitine, that's Carthage. In makirin, umitagini kilapi mizrach, in makirin, when yisroel abim shashmai. So that's an end, a teret, and the kasha of faceless. וכי רב יהודה או ימקיה בכל הארץ ישראל שעד את יונוס שכולו בו יפקים לשמו או שאין מצויים לקיימו שיצוכים לפנך דה so in other words the kasha was based upon the premise that according to Rav Yehuda not only the Yam can get out of Israel as he can have out of Israel but even the Aboshe can get out of Israel cities in Spain, in Italy, in Turkey, I mean whatever that are connected out to soil, also in that soil. So then Rabbi would be saying that if someone brings a get that was executed in Turkey, in Cyprus, you know, in Carthage, and let's say in Spain, in Italy, so then he does not have to say Funakum Nechtam. So the kashi is, if he gets his executed in the Aboshe, then we have to consider the merits of the situation. The merits of the situation if he's executed in the Aboshe. So Rabbi Yehuda knew that every city connected out Israel, that the Jews were in Shmo and they were in Tzidkanya. So he says, no, Rabbi Yehuda knew. Rabbi Yehuda knew up to what point in the Yavoshe. So they are Jews. And those places were the war Jews, so they were in Shmo and they were in Tzidkanya. And in those places were the very few Jews, so naturally, if he gets executed in that place, so he has to say Vonachti Vonachta. So let's say, so in what the Gemara says, Mitzoya Kalapi Maivot, in other words, up to, so that was in the Baishim, so up to Cyprus. So they were Makia, the Rebbein Shalom, and there were many Jews. But, and beyond that, west of Cyprus, they were not Makia the Rebbein Shalom, that means there were very few Jews. So when Rabbi Yehuda says, that I maybe get this vino. So, it's maybe about Israel, assuming that it doesn't mean that this vino on the Yam, even the Aboshe. So it means, if he get was executed, east of Cyprus. So then he doesn't have to say for that. But if he get was executed, in the Yavosha or west of Cyprus, he doesn't have to say Funakum Funakum because they weren't many Jews. Alright, so we'll leave it there.
Shulamit Gimel Gittin, your test Kislev Heitah Shulamit test December
1990. Zuye Yaram Sebo, the Kopsha Dobi, when the Sipa Lea Tisroel. Kimecha the Kutzlore, Sutnam the Kamon, Utnam the Kamon, Hamifa Rabu the Kutzlore, Tirto the Chaos, the Kansino the Kea, Mishilevi Chaya the Mitzvah, the Osa Lotzeis, the Eretz the Kutzlore. So we discussed it at the beginning of Gittin. So according to Rashi, the reason as to why the Chachamim counsel, Mecher Abdul Chutzlaret, is because he was Mafkiah, he tiknas Mekeach, because he was Mafkiah from the Mitz, from, I'm not Mafkiah, he was Galen, that the Eved today there, and he said, of course, what is Merit of Chutzlaret? That if you read, in Ashoreach, he says, the reason is why the Chachon Council is because he was Mafkia the Eved of the possibility of being the Kaya Mises of Rizbal. Omar Ut Nisur, the Meir Ima Akhi Atsoli, the Git Neil Avon Loi, the Coach Kinsuri, the Merach Ketu. Coach Kinsuri, the Merach Ketu. Now we explained it. What did it mean, the Coach Kinsuri, the Merach Ketu? It's not just a question of geographical distance. It means that even according to Mandoma Kibishioch, it's made Kibish, but it's not in origin of Avraham Avinu. So the Mele, So the Mele Akko, even though Akko is Chutz Lorez, but what Akko is Chutz, what does it mean Akko is Chutz Lorez? The Bobel will not keep the ship, but it will try more keep the ship. And so the Mele Akko is better than Zoye, because Akko is more Shnikla Avraham Avinu, and Zoye is not even more Shnikla Avraham Avinu. And as far as the Duchess of the soil is concerned, so even if we say Kibush Yochich Mei Kibush, but it's not better than the Kibush of Ezra, so we say that Dusha Mashiach and Kitchel Shai to Wiki Chosid Lovei. And the Rabbi says that Zoye and Eli Bobel were not Kibush. So that's the Pshat of the Gemara. We call Shkun Zoye and Eli Bobel. So if Rav Meir says Akko gets from Ligit, Ligit Nei Lavadim Lei. So Lavadim Lei. That means that if someone is Meir, so Rav Meir implies that if someone will be Meir, and then to Akko, so he'll be a Lecheus, because in connection with Avodim, so Akko is a din of Chutz Lorez. Chutz Lorez. So even though coach can sue even like a trade, because Suya, even if we say that Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, even if we say Kibush Yochid is Shmei Kibush, but it's not better than the Kibush of Ezra, and the Libobel will not give it Suya, the Rabbi says. So the Mele, it pushes out the soil, doesn't have me the Rabbi, it only has the Shemer out the soil, like all the Kochim that Kofu and Mitzrayim and Kofu and Libobel. But on the other hand, Akko has an adipness over Suye, because both have Shem out of soil and both don't have dishes out of soil, Midraise. But Akko, even though he does not have dishes out of soil, but it's an origin of Avraham Avinu, and Suye does not have dishes out of soil, and it's not in min origin of Avraham Avinu. Tona Rabbanon, alright. בישלי שדרוכים שם זה סור לעת ישראל, ובישלי שדרוכים לחוץ, בישלי שלו לחוץ לארץ. אף אותו בי כחוץ לארץ. במיך רב לישו יקמר לחוץ לארץ, במיך את ישו יקמר לחוץ לארץ, ובישלי שלו לעת ישראל. אני אומר, מה זה שליס, כי לעת ישראל, נאו דיס תנה, תנה דיס פרייס הולד, זה כאילו שיוכת שמי, כמו צווי של מיה. והוריף לכל ביתר אני נכנס, בקים לסור לבסו יקמר, תקמר בגור בירושלים, חייב את מייסר בשביל לזכר את ישראל, קוסובה כיבוש יוחד, שמי כיבוש. ורצה לכל נסלות, ביתר נכנס, ואמרת, אחות עומד, so how can one enter Suria and remain toyer? So the Lord said, we see the table, we go, ביתניה, אני נכנס לארץ העמי, we see the table, we go, רבי מיתיה, רבי יש ורבי יהודה מיתיה, ואפילו רדו לקבל טעם אל הרצת, בגלל זו הרגושו ולאווירו, אבל זו יהיה, הרגושו גוזרו, על אווירו לא יגוזרו. So, Rashi says, that when we say, that הורי צוי קונס לו ביטר נכנס, ביטר נכנס, ביסיד את אינו מיגדו, it means, ביסיד את אינו מיגדו, that it flows on all sides. I mean, not only the Baden, and not only the Atzlodim, but on top two. On top two. So the Mele Rashi says that this price of a Rachel Konislo, Bitar and Nichla, we see the table of Mikbel, can accord only with Rebbe. It cannot accord with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh. Why can't it accord with Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh? Because this price says that only in Suya or Rachel Konislo, Bitar the implication being that the Chutz Lorez Mamesh, it's impossible to be Nichnas Vitarim. But since it's a Siddur Teilu Migdol that he saw some on all sides, so even the Chutz Lorez, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh, he could be Nichnas Vitarim. Because Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudeh holds Eil Zoruk Shmoeya. So the Mele can only accord with Rabbi. Rebbe holds El Zorog, Loishmoeya. So the Mele, in Chutz Lorez, if he'll enter the Siddur Teilu Migdol, that is completely sosum, completely closed, so he'll become Tomei. He'll become Tomei. From the Avi, he'll become Tomei. And true, it's sosum on all sides, but El Zorog is Loishmoeya. El Zorog is Loishmoeya. Mashem came, It was all Mishmaya. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, the price couldn't say that only in Surya Yisrael can be Tarek Nechnas. According to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, even in Eretz Yisrael, that it was all Kishmaya, so he could be Nechnas Vipan. But Teisves is Chilek HaRashi. And Teisves says that when the Gemara says, we see the table of Mikdol, the Gemara doesn't mean that you see the table of Mikdol that is closed on all sides. The Gemara means, see the table of Mikdol that is open on top. That is open on top. Only in the bottom of it, there is a see the table of Mikdol. So, that is open on top. So, and or it can be even Yeshem Bikore. So in such a case, if it's open on top, so Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda would be made that Mechus Loretz Mamesh, he would become Tome, because of the Avia, he's exposed to the Avia on top. Mashinki Nisuye, so the Avia is not Mitame, it's only Mitame in the Gush. Alright. What it means, it's like King Fabul Yishlai. How can we write Ishtar in Shabbos? So most Rishayim say that only Mishim Yishu Ve'at Yisroya, so it's Muter, Amir Linochri in Bloch and Reise. Mashayim Ke, Mishim Eni Adam Yitzveh, so it's not Muter. The only Rishin who says that it's Muter, Amir Linochri in any Mitzveh, in the Bloch and Reise, is the Bali. Now let's see the Rashi. We get names in between the Shmoy Shirel Kai. But what is Leila Mera Bishoy? After Thomas she goes over. The Abba God is filled with high time. Kibu Shiochi Shmi Kibush. Kitzone Chayot is Maiseya. After Lohi goes over. So in other words, Suye, the Chachomi, who are Geze, Tumas Gush. Even a Kodish Mangoma with Kibu Shiochi Shmi Kibush. Vamei, we get the Suye. That is Soy Kibu Yochus Lohi. Mishkir Shayab. Ich habe mich nicht mehr verstanden, ich habe mich nicht mehr verstanden. Ich habe mich nicht mehr verstanden, ich habe mich nicht mehr verstanden. Ich habe mich nicht mehr verstanden. So, Kosova, Kibisch, Joch, ich habe mich nicht mehr verstanden. Das ist ein Machleikes in der Lizore, between Reb Meir und Reb Yitz. Reb Meir says, Kibisch, Joch, ich habe mich nicht mehr verstanden. So, Meir und Kibu, ich soll die Israel, die soll mir reise, die nicht lassen mir reise. And Reb Yitz, sie sagt, Kibisch, Joch, ich habe mich nicht mehr verstanden. So, so you must not have been about to swan guys. Kibush Yochi, the David, Shalohoyu called Messiah, Biyah, Kidera Shoyu, Kibush Yeshua, Shoyu Kula, the Kopshu Mitzah called Messiah, Kidim Chluki, Abu Dobin, the Kova Shalu Mitzah. I mean, so first of all, this Rashi is very strange on its face. The expression Abu Dobin, the Kova Shalu Mitzah, what does it mean? I mean, the David just was motivated by selfish considerations. He had to have Zoya. What did David need Zoya for? Why he needed Zoya, I mean, for himself. So David was giving Zoya for Klal Yisrael, I mean, not for himself. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, David was giving Zoya in order to have Zoya for himself. What did he need Zoya for? So what's the pshat? So what does Rashi say? So David comes with Zoya. And then the whole Roshne Rashi, Kibush Yochi, the David, Shalohoyu Kol Yisroel B'yachad, Kiderach Shehoyu B'Kibush Yeshua, Shehoyu Kulo, V'Kofshu Mitzedach Kol Yisroel, Kedim Chaluki, Abu David, Likova Shalom Yitzhecha. So he mentions not only that Likova Shalom Yitzhecha, he also mentions that not cloudy soil was involved. What does he mean not cloudy soil was involved? So here Rashi doesn't say anything. Now we go ahead. Now, just like a book, I want to point out something. I mean, I don't think that anybody is critical. But Rashi is saying it here. Why does Rashi say, V'chibro v'kdusha se'arat Yisrael? Isn't that a strange expression? V'chibro v'kdusha se'arat Yisrael? I mean, he's talking here about chibro. I mean, not doing with mikvoyes here, with ashokim. I mean, chibro le'arat Yisrael. So Rashi should say, V'yisifo le'arat Yisrael. What is it, a chibro le'arat Yisrael? So in other words, Rashi is telling here a chidesh. And that is mentioned by Agar Hashem too. I don't know whether there is any reason in Israel. But Rashi mentioned it. In other words, even if it will be Kibush Rabbi, Suya was a Kibush Rabbi. Why? Because Shoy Alpi Adibu, Loi Shishim Ribei. But suppose it had been Alpi Adibu, it had Shishim Ribei, Alpi Bez Nagodu, everything. But you can be Macy, Fanerat Israel, only when you annex something that borders to Anarat Israel. But let's say, just if Cloud Israel will be Kavish, let's say Australia, even if it will be Al Kibez Nagod, so it will not become Anarat Israel. In other words, it has to be annexed, the Hebrew Ligdishes Anarat Israel. It has to be annexed to Anarat Israel, not to be Kavish. Something that is removed from Eretz Yisrael. In other words, if let's say here is the border of Eretz Yisrael, and here there's another territory, so then through kibush, you can be mechaberet to Eretz Yisrael. Only those that are close, that are contiguous to Eretz Yisrael, only that kind of territory that is contiguous, that adjoins, that borders upon Eretz Yisrael. So you can annex to Kibush the Eretz Yisrael. Masha'imke, just to be Kibush, a city in another place that does not even border to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not hard. It's not hard.
It's closer to said you need to conquer all the places to get back from the Finuvi.
Yeah, we'll discuss it.
So that could mean like 40 saw. You know,
what is it?
That could be like the 40 saw.
What do you mean 40 saw?
You said it's Mechuber like, so it's like 40 saw is all of Israel's conquered. And then you can start having
have why have you mentioned the Moshe of 40 Islam?
Because Rashi mentioned Chibur.
No. Rashi says Chibur. He means this is why Rashi mentions Chibur. In other words, that you cannot just establish an empire for Klal Yisrael. You only can be Mason on the Eretz Yisrael. You can only be Mason on the Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's mentioned by other Rishayim too. The Chibur of the Eretz Yisrael. Shaloi al-pi adhibu. Oh, u'viloi shishim ribe. We call it Yisrael. So, in Gittin, Rashi mentions what element? That, Litzir Hatzim. Here he mentions something else. Shalui Alpi Adibo, it was not Alpi Urbitumi, Uviloi Shishimri. Now, so we can understand Shishimri. In other words, that's why it's called Kibshochet. Because only if a rabbi participates in the Kibush, 600,000 Jews, then it's Kibush Rabbi. But if Yechidim participate in the Kibush, so it's not Kibush Rabbi. But what has Alpi Adibo to do with Kibush Yochid Kibush Rabbi? So it's something else. So then the Gemara should say, Kibush Shaloi Alpi Adibo. Shmei Kibush Shaloi Shmei Kibush. What does it do with the Shire of Kibush Yochid? The Kibush Yochid. And then we have to understand the Loshon Rashi. The Loshon Rashi, that Rashi says, Avodobich Lekom Shalzeh. Now let's see the pages. Kibush Yochi, Piri Likotre Shalohoyo Lishom Kol Nisroel Vaya, Kmo Yvi Kibush Yerushua, Vikopshu Vitzirach Kom, Avodobich Lekom Hashem Vitzirach, Avod Bisitri Miforsh Tamach, Visei Parshas Voyo Eki, Dimashma Lidish Lohoyo Shadayim Kol Hatzroel Kush, Kidom Aros, Sobot Mipalture Shalohoyo Rashi, Pibush Yivusi, Shalohoyo Sobot Mirushalayim, So the Zipri says, Bez, he said to David HaMelech, Somuch lepol tu resholoch lo ikomashto, v'yato hindich nikei v'sharam narayim. So the reason is why it's kimshochi is because times David was kevei Yisuvye, so not all of Eretz was in possession of all Israel. Yerushalayim itself was not yet in the possession of Israel. So Mimele, it is kimshochi. Avo, he says, Avo, Achashe Kol Eretz Yisroel Kofshuo. So Dor Rishosom, Midrchsiv Kom Bokim Asher Tidrch Kavrag Lechem, Shekol Ma Shehoyim Kim Shim Lechutz Moretz, Hoyokoy Kep Kodish Vafil Yom. Hoyokoy Kep Vafil Yom. So he says, anything, even Yoch, I mean, that sounds strange. Does this mean that after all of Eretz Yisroel is in our possession, after all of our soil is in our possession, then even if the Yochi didn't come to Torah, after Asatzme Yochi, without this Nakodl, without anybody, so does it know about the soil? I mean, that sounds strange. Now suppose someone, let's say like Mir Khan, will be keeping, a certain state in South America, let's say he'll be successful, so it will have a being in the Eretz Yisroel. Right now, the Eretz Yisroel is kovush tachas Yisroel, right now. So that means, have a dinner about Yisroel? It sounds strange. I mean, just have care. I mean, any yochid in Yisroel, if Eretz Chanan is tachas, is in our possession, so then, it's have care. I mean, just the yochid in Yisroel, that's atzme, he's kevish, so it will acquire dinner about Yisroel. It sounds very strange. Now, let's see what Teisa says in Lamanizon. Keep that Kofalov on that. Kibush Yochi, Pirush Hakuntresh Loy Shomuru Mitumi, Vishishim Ride, Vyesa Mire, Kumoish Pirish Rav Rabbi Tzok Maraput, the Homa Shikova Shiochi, Kinyoya Beminashe, Eri Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? Yesa Mire Temashis Pia, because Rashi mentions two prerequisites. First of all, that there should be Urum Yitumim and Shishim Ribay. So Teitzves says that's not sound, because what has Urum Yitumim to do with Kibush Yochit versus Kibush Rav? So in other words, the other element that Rashi mentions, so we understand Shishim Ribay. So whereas, so that's the difference between Rashi's Pshat and the Rav Yitzchok Maput. Because according to Rashi, so not only is there a prerequisite of Shishim Ribay, but there is also a prerequisite of Urum Yitumim. According to Rabbi Yitzchok Maraput, the only prerequisite is that it shouldn't be Kibush Yochid, a single Jew. It should be a Kibush by a Rabbi. What kind of a Rabbi? 600,000 Jews. But Urum Yitumim, that's not important. That has nothing to do with Kibush Yochid, Kibush Rabbi. So the Gemara should say, Kibush Aloy Al Pi Adin. Gemara doesn't say kibush aloy al pi adibur, shmei kibush aloy shmei kibush. Gemara says kibush yochi shmei kibush aloy shmei kibush. So memele, that's the difference between Rav Yitzchok Maraput's pshat and Rashi's pshat. According to Rashi, so there are two elements, Urim Yitumim and Shishim Ribay. So Rav Yitzchok Maraput says no, there is no such prerequisite as Urim Yitumim. The only prerequisite is that it should be a kibush rabbi. What kind of a rabbi? Not a rabbi of ten. Ten, in regard to certain things, ten is also a rabbi. In regard to certain things, even three is a rabbi. But this requires a much more colossal rabbi. A rabbi of Shishim Ribay, of 600,000 Jews. But Urim Yitumim, that's not the prerequisite. So Tetzves says, V'yetzal Nira, in other words, if we are going to explain Kibush Yochid along the lines of Rashi, so then we have to say, so it's more mistaber to explain it like a Rabbi Yitzchok Maraput, not like Rashi. But Teitzves doesn't like the whole pattern of Rashi's job. So then he says, Abu Kashi, Dime Eretz Yisroel, Eizekom Kibush Yochid, Vin Nechut Laretzu, So Tesis says, so that Kashi is directed against Rashi and against the Rav Yitzchok Mak. He says, why should it be important whether a Yochid was Kevesh or 600,000 Jews was Kevesh? Because what if the city that the Kevesh was Kevesh was from Eretz Yisrael, what do you mean Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Knan, from Eretz Yisrael, so then it's not, it shouldn't be considered Kevesh Yochid, even if the Yochid was Kevesh. Like Yod Menashe, the Torah says Yod Menashe was Kevesh certain cities. So much. If it is Me'at Yisrael of the Oretz that was Nitnolad Rom of Hinu, so then, even if the Yochid is Kevesh, like Yod Menashe, it should not be considered Kevesh Yochid. And if it's not from the Oretz that was Nitnolad Rom of Hinu, so even if 600,000 Jews participate in it, it's still called Kibbutz Yochid. So how do we see from this discussion that considers it as a double portion, that if a certain territory is not from the origin of Avraham Avinu, Michutz La'aretz, so then even if 600,000 Jews participate in the Kibbutz, it's still called Kibbutz Yochid. It's still called Kibbutz Yochid. So does that mean that it's impossible to be Meisif on the Eretz Yisrael, land, territory that was not Hitler Avraham Avinu, but there is a posik, Kol Mokim Asher Titlo Nikar Parlocho, Bo Yilochem Nisatim, so that's the aloche, that you can annex to Eretz Yisrael, Nisotis to, additional territory that was not given to Avraham Avinu. So why does Jesus say, Ibn Mechutz Lovetsu, Afilo Hoyo Shom Shishim Ribe, Kol Kim Shochi, so Tesis means, so the other Yipshat in Tesis is, Vi Mechutz Lovetsu, Afilo Hoyo Shom Shishim Ribe, but if it's not Al Pibez Nagodo, so it's still Kol Kim Shochi. But then you ask, how can we visualize the Aloha of Kol Mokim, Asher Tidro Beikat Raglecho, Boi Lochem Bisati? So the answer is, we can visualize it in connection with the case where it's done Al Pibez Nagodo. So then it's not Kibbutz Yochid. Masha'im Kim, if it's not about Pibez Nagodo, even though you have 600,000 Jews participating in the combat, in the Kibbutz, so it's still Kibbutz Yochid. That's what this means. Masha'im, but if it's done Al Pibez Nagodo, then there is a loche of Kol Moke Masha'kifer Beikat Raglecho, Boi Lochem Nisat. Alright, so Lele, he rejects Rashi's Pshat and the Rav Yitzchok Ma'aputz Pshat, because both Rashi and the Rav Yitzchok Ma'aputz emphasize the number of 600,000 Jews participating in the Kibbutz. So he says that's not important, because it's Monef Pshat. If the subject matter of the territory that is near Besh is Me'at Yisrael, the origin of Avraham Avinu, so even if a Yoyo Ben Menashe did it, so it's not Kibbutz Yochid. But, and if it's not Moshe Gabon Vino, even if 600,000 Jews do it, it's not Kibbutz Yochid. Unless it is done by Bez Nagot. Alright, Likachnir. So what is Kibbutz Yochid? Likachnir. Kol Shein Le Rishus Lirbish, Nikro Chutz Loretz. The whole man shall recover as Kolar at Israel, Royo Le Rishus Lirbish Chutz Loretz. The Ochi Yisad is a three parsha city. Kishikov as Dovid Aram Narayim, Bam Tzivo, Omer HaKadosh Baruch, Somok with Palkin Shalom, Loiko Bashto, ויאתו הילך ומחבש חוץ לורש. סנמה וסייבוסי ישיב ירושלים. וסייבוסי ישיב ירושלים. Now, there is one lotion in Chazal that implies that there's not good to the Dovid. And there is an antithesis mentioned in the lotion of Sifri that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Dovid. Some of the Paul and Shalom Lui Kobash. ויאתו הילך ומחבש חוץ לורש. סנמה וסייבוסי ישיב Yerushalayim. So that's the issue. That's the issue. Now, so Tetzer says, so Tetzer in the Kashe said, "Vi mechutz loretz uafilo yushal shishim libei kol kibush yochid." So that means that if it's not the Oshel to Avraham Avinu, so even if shishim libei participate, it's still kol kibush yochid. Unless it was done midat bez nagodo, then Tesis says, the kol The implication being, so Surya was Chutzlaretz. So then, why does Teisves say, so there is a stivet between Teisves Kasha and Teisves Teret? In the Kasha, Teisves here assume that if it is Chutzlaretz, what does Chutzlaretz mean? Not more, she need to have Roma Vino. So then, even if she should really participate, so then it's still called Chutzlaretz. In the Teret, he says, the reason is why Surya was Chutzlaretz. Because Eretz Knan, it is not in the possession of the Jews. But if David had waited until Yerushalayim had been in possession of the Jews, and then he would have embarked upon this endeavor of being King Surya, then Surya would have been not a Kibbush. Then Surya wouldn't have been a Kibbush Yochid. Even though Surya is good for it. But, so then it's, so the in the Teretz, Teisves is saying, the assumption that Teisves took for granted in the Kashe. In the Kashe, Teisves says, Vim Yechutz Loretzu, Afino Yeshishim Ribiko, Kim Shiochi, as long as it wasn't allowed by Beznagono. And then in the Teretz, Teisves says, that the reason why Suyo the Kim Shiochi is because Yerushalayim was still not in the possession of the Jewish people. But had David waited until Yerushalayim had been in possession of the Jewish people, and then he would have embarked upon the kibush of Surya, then Surya wouldn't have been the kibush Yochid. Even though Surya is Mechutz Lord, so he says to himself. So Teitzes, he says to himself, between the Kashi and the Teret. In the Kashi, Teitzes says in so many words that if any territory is Mechutz Lord, so then even if Shishim Ribei participate, so it's still kibush Yochid. And Surya is a chutzlaretz. And what Teisves in the Teret says, the reason why Surya was a kibush yochid is because Eretz Knan was not in the possession of the Jewish people. But what had David waited until all of Eretz Knan had been in possession of the Jewish people, then it wouldn't have been a kibush yochid, even though it is chutzlaretz. But Teisves said in the Kashi that the territory that one is kevesh is from Chutz Loretz, so without Bez Nagono, so it would be Kibush Yochid, even if you have Shishim Ribei. So it is still a name, right? Yes.
You mean,
the Tosfos in the Teretz,
it's just that it's without
Bez Nagono,
it doesn't
start out,
but then without Shishim
Ribei
also,
Tosfos
in the Teretz.